Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Which verse number? I'm sorry, 3 or 30? Five, okay. Natatasya bhavin moho. Bandas chanya prasangataha. Yoshit sangad yata pungso. Yata tat sangi sangataha. Natatasya bhavin moho. Bandas chanya prasangataha. Yoshit sangad yata pungso. Yata tat sangi sangataha. Please chat. Na tatasya bhavin moho. Bandas chanya prasangataha. Yoshit sangad yata pungso. From attachment to any other object. Yoshit sangat. From attachment to women. Yata. As pumsaha of a man. Yata. As tatsangi of men who are fond of women. Sangataha, from the fellowship. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. The infatuation and bondage which accrue to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as that resulting from attachment to a woman or the fellowship of men who are fond of women. Anya kisi vastu ke prati asakti se utpana mugdata tata bandhan utne purna nahi hote jitne ki kisi stri ke prati asakti se ya un vyaktiyon ke saath se jo striyon ke ichuk rehte hain. Purport. Attachment to women is so contaminating that one becomes attached to the condition of material life not only by the association of women, but by the contaminated association of persons who are too attached to them. There are many reasons for our conditional life in the material world, but the topmost of all such causes is the association of women, as will be confirmed in the following stanzas. In Kali Yuga, association with women is very strong. In every step of life, there is association with women. If a person goes to purchase something, the advertisements are full of pictures of women. The physiological attraction for women is very great, and therefore people are very slack in spiritual understanding. The Vedic civilization, being based on spiritual understanding, arranges association with women very cautiously. Out of the four social divisions, the members of the first order, namely Brahmacharya, the third order, Vanaprastha, and the fourth order, Sannyasa, are strictly prohibited. Strictly prohibited from female association. Only in one order, the householder, is there license to mix with women under restricted conditions. In other words, attraction for women's association is the cause of the material conditional life, and anyone interested in being freed from this conditional life must detach himself from the association of women. Tatparya Srila Prabhupada ka. Striyon ke prati asakti itni dushit hoti hai. Ki manushya na keval stri ki sangati se bautak jivan ke prati asakta ho jata hai. Apitu in striyon ke prati atyadika asakta rene wale purushon ki sangati se bhi ho jata hai. हमारे बद जीवन के अनेक कारण हैं, किंतु इनमें सबसे बड़ा कारण है स्त्रियों की संगति, जिसकी पुष्टि अगले श्लोकों में हुई है। कलयुग में स्त्री संग अत्यंत प्रबल है। जीवन के भग भग भर स्त्रियों के पाला पड़ना है। यदि किसी को कुछ खरीदना है तो सारे विज्ञापन स्त्रियों के चित्रों से भरे रहते हैं। स्त्रियों के लिए मनोवैज्ञानिक आकर्षण अत्यधिक होता है। अतः लोग आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान के प्रति अत्यंत लापरवाह हैं, क्योंकि वैदिक सभ्यता आध्यात्मिक ज्ञान पर आधारित है। अतः स्त्रियों की संगति की व्यवस्था सतर्कतापूर्वक की गई है। चार सामाजिक विभागों आश्रयों में से प्रथम ब्रह्मचर्य, द्वितीय वानप्रस्थ तथा चतुर्थ आश्रम संन्यास में स्त्री संगति नितांत वर्जित है। केवल गृहस्थाश्रम में सीमित प्रतिबंधों के अंतर्गत स्त्रियों से मिलने जुलने की छूट प्राप्त है। दूसरे शब्दों में स्त्री संगति का आकर्षण ही बड़ जीवन का कारण है, और जो भी इस बड़ जीवन से मुक्त होना चाहता है उसे स्त्रियों की संगति से अपनी को विलग कर लेना चाहिए। Attachment is the natural condition of the soul. The soul is like a piece of iron, filing, small piece of iron. It will be attracted to a magnet, whether it's an electromagnet caused by some electric current, or whether it's just a lodestone, a magnet stone. The metal, the iron metal, cannot help be attracted. So a living entity is always attracted to something or other. Living entity cannot exist in a neutral state, not being attracted to anything. This is what the impersonalists are trying to do, and it is basically impossible. The Mayavadis, the Buddhists, they want to try to become empty of desire, empty of attraction, no desire. But that is not actually, that is not really possible for a living being. A living being will be attracted to something. The only choice is what to be attracted to. You can be attracted to Krishna and then be free from all material attraction. Or you can neglect being attracted to Krishna, and then Maya will attract you to other objects, and the most attractive object she has to offer is the opposite sex. Lady for the man and man for the lady. We read, this is chapter 31, back in chapter 12 and 13, we read how Brahma created this world. He created the rishis, but out of his own mind, and told them, beget progeny. But they couldn't do what he did. He got his children just out of his mind. No wife. Brahma doesn't have a wife. Actually, he does, but he doesn't have any sex with his wife. The sages cannot do the same thing. There's Rishi Putra, there's Putras who are Rishis. Marichi, Pulaha, Pulastya, Kratu, Bhrigu, and the others. They couldn't also produce other sons out of their minds. And the creation didn't happen. We had a few sages. That's not enough to populate the universe. You know, you have to have fill up the big cities. How could you run a city like Delhi if there are only 12 people in it? Not possible. You need thousands of people just to be bureaucrats in the government. And then you need so many rickshaw wallahs and so many dukandars and so many millions of people who have to fill up the city. And what does it mean of the whole universe? You need so many living entities to fill it up. Otherwise, nothing works. How could Delhi work? Just like, anyway, how could Delhi work if everybody, if the city was evacuated and only 12 people left? They'd have to close the city. What is being of the whole universe? It has to be populated. Otherwise, it doesn't function. Otherwise, how can anybody live there? You know? How can I go to work? Nobody's driving the bus. And there's no place to go to work. The company is closed down. How can I live? I'm all by myself in a big city. Only 12 people. Impossible. So Brahma was facing an impossible situation. That he was supposed to fill the universe with population, and these sages were not doing anything. They were not producing children. So he finally realized, what we need here is opposite sex. We need to fill a universe, we have to have sexual connection, man and woman. So Brahma divided his, it's described, I think, in the 12th chapter, 11th chapter, Brahma of the third canto, Brahma in his thinking and meditating, he divided his own subtle body into two pieces, like male and female parts. Just like in your mind, you have a male part and a female part. Although you're a man, there's some female qualities. You know, you have some, you want to take care of somebody and help somebody. That's female aspect. So in the mind, there's male and female aspects. So Brahma split his mind into two pieces, male piece, male, female piece. And from that he created the first man and woman, the first sexual couple, Swayambhuva Manu, and his wife, Shatarupa. And he told them, please help me. I have to fill up the universe. Have children. And of course, they didn't have all the children. They had some daughters. And then Swayambhuva Manu had three daughters, two sons. Each of them became Manu after him. Uttanapada, did he become Manu? Second Manu, yes. He became the second Manu, and Priyavrata became the third Manu. Although he didn't want to. He wanted to be sannyasi. But Brahma and Manu, his father, convinced him to give up this sannyas and do what has to be done. So he also became Prajapati. So Swayambhuva Manu had three daughters, Prasuti, Akuti, and Devahuti. He gave them to Ruchi, Daksha, and Kardama, all mind-born sons of Brahma. And then they had more children. And their children had more children. Then the world got populated by a combination of male and female. That wasn't required. If living entities have material desires, then we can't have just a bunch of celibate sages. We have to fill up the universe. But that attachment is the biggest reason that living entities want to stay in this world, so they can enjoy material sex. And therefore, the strongest object of attraction is the opposite sex. Otherwise, what's so interesting about material life? If you have no family, you have no wife, and no children, and no house, then why do you want to work hard? So a bachelor, a man unmarried, and who has no plans to ever get married, and he's so fortunate that his mother and father are not demanding that he gets married. Actually, in my country, It is like that. The mother and father don't demand you have to get married. Of course, you're all brahmacharis. Somehow your parents are letting you be brahmacharis, or you ran away from your parents or something. Yeah. Some reason they don't care. But usually in India, they care too much. You know, when are you going to get married? And they don't want to let you become an ISKCON devotee, because then you won't get married. They think you won't get married, or you'll get married to some crazy Hare Krishna devotee. But in my country, the parents don't care that much. They will even let. You don't want to get married, you don't want to have children, that's your business. You know, but pressure is there from parents. Desire is there that I want to have a family. How can I be happy? Because a bachelor, a man without connection to woman and to children and to home, he doesn't feel impelled to work hard. He doesn't feel very much attracted to material complications of life. Even he may not be very spiritual, but why, he's happy to live a simple life. Live in one room, or if he doesn't even have one room, he'll live under a tree and be relatively happy. He has no wife nagging him. What are we doing living under a tree? He's happy to live himself under a tree or in a little hut, one room in a hotel, anything. It's very simple. It's when there's combination. Ahogya kshetra sutapta vittaya janasya mohayam ahammaneti. It's the combination of man and woman that makes our lives very complicated and difficult. Then you're worried about children. I have to keep the children healthy. I have to feed them. I have to give them education. I have to get them married. And then you're worried about what the neighbors think and what the people that you work with think, what the government thinks of you. You care so much what other people think. You care about your money. You care about your property. So many anxieties. Only because you want to enjoy the association of the opposite sex. Stri Sangati. Therefore, the Vedic civilization is designed to counteract that tendency. Vibhara ayash amisha madhya seva. Nitya hijantur nahi tatra chodana. Bhagavatam, 11th canto, one of the yogendras is telling Nimi Maharaj that we don't need sex education. You know, the people aren't interested enough in sex. We have to have a class to make them interested in sex. You know, in school, they have to teach them. No, you don't have to teach. You don't have to go out of your way to encourage sex or meat eating. Eating meat, or taking intoxication, nasha. These things do not have to be encouraged by the Vedas. Rather, for the purpose of yavastha, for regulating. The Vedas enjoin that a man should have one wife, a woman should have one husband, and the marriage should be sanctified by samskara, by vivaha samskara. Shadi means priest must be engaged. Pandit has to come and do the shadi. Because it is a samskara, it is a Vedic purificatory rite. It is a sacrament, it is a sacred obligation. In the eyes of God, in the eyes of the Vedas and the Brahmanas and the demigods and the rishis, you promise that I will be faithful to this man, to this woman. But it is not, the Vedas don't make this arrangement to encourage, oh, there must be more sex. People are not interested enough in sex. We have to encourage it. No, there's no need to encourage. Every conditioned soul has that desire already. There is no need for the Vedas to encourage more. Like people, the companies advertise. You're not happy drinking fresh Mosambi juice from the street. You have to buy Tropicana orange juice in a box and spend twice as much money for juice that is 6 months old. And The company will make advertising to convince you that this is your necessity. You must buy your juice in a box. You cannot get it from the street. It won't make you happy. You'll be happy only if you buy the Videshi toothpaste. You have to have Colgate toothpaste. Then you'll be happy. So people, the company who makes that toothpaste, they spend crores, hundreds of crores of rupees, billions of dollars, to convince you by advertising that you need these things when you don't really need them. To encourage more and more sense gratification. This is the business of material advertisement. But the Vedas are not in that advertisement business. The Vedic rishis are not advertising executives trying to convince people to do things they don't need and to increase sense gratification. Therefore, more marriages. Therefore, let's have sacrifices and offer animals and eat the meat. Therefore, let's offer wine in the Saudamani Ishti. No. The vidhi is there, injunction is there, but not to encourage more sense gratification. It's to diminish, to make the sense gratification less by regulating it. Marriage is allowed. It's a Vedic sacrament, sacred, but it is regulated. A man should have one wife, a woman should have one man, and the sex should also be regulated. Not just free for recreation, but for the purpose of having children. At least for the proper brahmanas, that is the rule. Shudras, they can do something else, but the proper brahmana must regulate his sex, even if he's married. And if he's not married, as Prabhupada very explicitly says in this purport, no association with women. Of course, no association doesn't mean that you have to live on an island only populated by brahmacharis. It's not possible. You'll have to talk to women. You'll have to do business with them. You'll have to be respectful to them, otherwise it's a disturbance in society. If the brahmacharis spit on all the women and treat them disrespectfully, then they are insulting their mothers. Then they're acting adharmically if they're disrespectful to the women. So respect must be shown, and sometimes you have to talk to women, do business with them. But no socializing. For a brahmachari, there's no social connection with women. No friendship with women, any more connection than absolutely necessary. A brahmachari should not think of enjoying women, should not make plans, should not actually do it. Now, even in a subtle way, you don't play tennis with the ladies and other games, just so you can see their bodies. This is illicit sex. There's no contact. You're not touching the lady, but you're looking at her unnecessarily. This is sex, illicit sex. Talking with a lady for no reason, not necessary. That is also illicit sex. Thinking of women. So these things are forbidden for brahmachari, vanaprastha, and especially sannyasi. Very strict. For those who cannot follow that strict regimen, then they can enter family life, if they can take care of a family. Responsibility is there. Grihastha is called adhikari, means he's a responsible man. If you cannot take the responsibility, then you cannot do that either. Then you have to be a shudra. For a shudra who cannot control his senses, there is only one samskara. There's no sannyas, no vanaprastha, not even brahmacharya. Only samskara for a shudra is vivaha, shadi. That's the only samskara for a shudra. Brahmana, he can become sannyasi, brahmachari, vanaprastha. Brahmana, vaishya, kshatriya, vaishya, they can become. Only brahmana can become sannyasi. But brahmachari, three orders can become. Only shudra should not become brahmachari. Should not take upanayanam, should not become brahmachari. In the three orders, no unnecessary connection with women. But even in Grahasta order, in the proper Vedic system, the connection between man and woman is regulated. And the purpose of the regulation is to gradually diminish and sever, cut the connection gradually. A man should become in his family life, as he gets older, less and less attached to family, not more and more. More and more means that at the time of death, he will think of his wife and children and become a woman in the next life. Or maybe go to hell if he's so attached. So attached to his house, he'll become a cockroach, a bug in the wall of that house in his next life. So therefore, even the grahasta, he has to, over the years, gradually become detached. That is the Vedic system. The whole thing is for regulation and detachment, gradual detachment. For example, the government, similarly, has wine shops. Where they sell wine or even marijuana, and the government is sponsoring, giving a license for the sale of this nasha. But not because they want to encourage, we need more sharabis, more people, smoking hookahs and being intoxicated all the time. We need more people to do that more. Demoniac government wants that, not a proper government. Demoniac government wants the people. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram. Jai Shri Gurnitai. If the government is demoniac, then it likes that the people be intoxicated. That will keep them mild, and they will not rebel if they are all just intoxicated. But a proper dharmic government will not encourage intoxication. It will allow it under strict regulation in order to keep it under control. So marriage is allowed, according to the Vedas, but to control sex, not to encourage it. Not to increase it, but to get it under control. We have to, in our own lives, get our material desires under control. Otherwise, they will drag us away from Krishna. If we don't allow our material desires, first of all, sex and other desires also, if we don't allow them to come under control by submitting to spiritual authority, then these desires will drag us out of Krishna's hands and back into the hands of Maya. Very important. Sense control. Regulated behavior. It doesn't matter you're a brahmachari or a grihastha. For both, a regulated life, a life of sense control, is necessary. It's not that the grihastha can live a life of free sense gratification and still be Krishna conscious. He cannot. He can call himself grihastha, but he won't be a proper devotee. He'll be a materialist. Too much sex, too much fancy eating, not strictly following the rules, then he'll be in spiritual trouble. Brahmacharya certainly, but even grahasta. So, this is Kapiladev talking to his mother. He's talking for our benefit. She doesn't need to hear these things. She's a yogi. What does she need to hear? She doesn't need to be preached to. She knows how to control her senses. She's not full of material desires. She's an advanced yogi. But he's speaking for our benefit, warning us and instructing us that spiritual life means self-control. Means, or not self-control, but allowing us to be, allowing ourselves to be controlled by the Vedic authority, by the authority of Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. We should willingly, happily do that, accept the direction of Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu in order to become, to gradually become free from all these material desires. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments?
Yes, Prabhu.
So when Vedas prescribe some, give some injunctions, like Duvizyagya will get this, and
yes.
Nari, and just, so it's not to encourage to
regulate. Although it's always, the Vedic rituals are set up in such a way that, first of all, you have such a desire to do this yajna. It's all based on desire. People, because they have some desire, therefore they do some yajna to fulfill the desire. If people don't have any desire, they won't do yajna. Of course, there are materialistic desires and there are more spiritual desires. And there are different relative differences. You want... I'm sorry, one second. One second. You want to... I'm sorry. Okay. You want to simply be Krishna's devotee? You can do Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna is there for those who have only spiritual desires too. Akamo sarakamo va moksha kamo udaradi. It doesn't matter. You're full of material desires or you have just the desire for liberation like a jnani, or you're a pure devotee and you have no desires only to please Krishna. Anyway, you should engage in devotional service very enthusiastically. That is sacrifice. That is yajna. Yajna vai Vishnuhu. Serve Vishnu. That's the best yajna. But desire is always there. It's either desire for liberation, or desire for material things, or desire for Krishna's pleasure. Desire will always be there. And we act because we have desire. Otherwise, we don't do anything. We just sit and do nothing if we have no desire. No desire means I'm not hungry, I'm not thirsty, I'm not tired. So I just sit there and stare at the wall. I'm not bored, I'm not angry, I'm not, you know, therefore I'm satisfied to sit and do nothing. Why waste energy? But if you have a desire, then you spend energy. You get up and you do something. So it's all based on desire. Hare Krishna. Okay, yes, Prabhu.
We are coming to spiritual life, but sometimes our mind is coming out about thinking of clarity.
Yes.
How can there be liberation from that matter?
Well, we have to be dutiful. We have to remember, I am the servant of my guru. I have to not disobey the order of my guru. I have to try to satisfy him. Therefore, I may think about ladies, but I'm not going to chase after the ladies. I'm not going to become like a dog chasing after a female dog. Because I have responsibility to my guru. You have to think like that. Just like previously, young men and women went to the universities. They went to school together. But until about 10 years ago, we never heard about those young men and women having sex in the school. Never, because they were thinking, what will my parents think if I do this? The whole family will reject me if I have illicit sex. So they were scared to do it because they felt obligation to the family. Now that is becoming weak in India. And in the rich families, they go to school and the young men and women have illicit sex. They weren't doing that 10 years ago. Because you know, they're not caring anymore what the parents think. They're hearing so many things from the modern world. Now even that is changing. Because watching television, reading books from the modern world, and they're getting so many ideas in their head. Newspapers are also advertising free sex. Women should dress like prostitutes and act like prostitutes, and the men should be all agitated for sex. You know, this is advertising. You can see it in all the newspapers, on the television, everywhere. And so even India is changing. But previously, people had some decency, some shame, sense of shame. How can I create this shame in front of my parents? So you should think like that. How can I, embarrass my guru by chasing after women? If I have a thought in my head, I have to kick it out. You know, this crazy mind is thinking so many things, but I cannot listen to it. Because I have obligation to guru. Okay? Yeah. Yes, please.
Sometimes, Ramsari have a desire, because he can't control his senses.
Yes.
So when you ask the senior devotee, I don't know what shall I do?
Yes.
At the time they advise you marry. But according to Shastra, after marrying, we shall have example from Shastra, from Bhagavatam. After marriage, we can satisfy our senses. So
you cannot?
Satisfy our senses after marriage.
Yes.
Sexual desire, we can satisfy. So
a little bit. Yes.
So at that stage, what is the real duty of the brahmachari?
When he's thinking, when even he's someone's telling him maybe you should get married, he should think very carefully. Yes, I can get married, but I should be aware. Married means I have to make money. I have to, you know, I not just put clothes and food in my belly and my body. I have to worry about some other people too. Life will become complicated. Say, okay, you can get married, but then your life will become more complicated. Think twice before doing it. So a brahmachari in that situation to think very carefully. Okay, I'll get married. Where will I get money to maintain the family? Can I make money? You know, you have to think. Now that my guru will pay the rent and feed my family. You know. So he has to think. Okay, this is my future, but I have to plan it carefully. And like Kardama, he told Swayambhuva Manu, I want to marry your daughter. But after I get children, I'm going to take sannyas. He told him. His plans was, I'll be married now, but later I'm taking sannyas. So you should, Brahmachari should also think like that. Okay, maybe I have to get married. But only for some years, and after that I'll give it up. You have to make plans for your whole life like that. Brahmachari, if you stay a Brahmachari, you don't have to make any plans. Then life is very simple. But if you're going to change to a different ashram, then you have to think very carefully. Then life becomes more complicated. So best not to be agitated. Best not to think of women and look at them. Then life is simpler.
In Krishna it is very difficult. Because we are in this society, when we are going to teaching, at the time all this situation test.
Well, you have to preach to yourself also. You're going to the people's house and you're preaching them, oh, you have to be attached to Krishna, not to Maya. You have to preach to your own mind. I'm going to the materialist's house. I should not be attracted to it. So before you go to preach to the other people, preach to yourself. You know, why should I be attracted to all the money and material comfort? I'm going to see it. I'm going to sit with the people. But I should understand, my life is happy. Their life is miserable. Why should I want to become like them? You have to preach to your own mind. Then go preach to the other people. You have to be satisfied with your life. A brahmachari should be satisfied with being a brahmachari. Otherwise he won't be able to continue. He has to be happy like that. It's actually the simplest, easiest life. So he should be able to be happy. Brahmacharya sannyasi, he should have no regrets. You know, that I shouldn't think, oh, I could have been happy married like this. Sannyasi goes to the houses of the grihastas, but he should not think, oh, I could be happy like this. He should be happy like the way he is. So first principle is be satisfied with what you have. Be satisfied with what you have. You have Krishna's service, you have Guru's service, you know, two dhotis, and you know, a few books, and you should be happy with that. Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.